The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're at downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning here. We're in the Super Talk radio station with Dr. Phil. To my right is Bobby Capps wearing a San Diego Padres shirt.
Yeah. After the mighty defeat.
The Yankees got 2 out of 3 the past 3 days out of them. But to my left, Ronnie Martin. I don't know. He's wearing Ole Miss or something. I don't know what he's wearing. But look.
Red.
Yeah, red. Toddy. But I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries, and we get to do this show weekly. And today's a big day. It's graduation day at the Freedom Center, and we're thankful that we get an opportunity to do this. And I believe this is number 69.
It is.
69 guys has completed our program of the 12-week discipleship program that we've put together, and it's right here in Corinth, Mississippi. But this is a local guy, Corey Pleasant. Welcome to the show, Corey.
How you doing, Mr. Tommy?
Well, and if you can hear his voice, he's got the voice like radio or something. So we'll get with Corey just in a little bit. But Ronnie, give us an update about the Freedom Center, what's going on. And
yes, so, you know, we've got the upcoming Fish Fry, big fundraiser coming up in a couple of weeks. But, you know, our schedule's staying full, Tommy. We're always running and gunning. We've got beds available, actually a couple of beds available. I've got to go to Prentice County here shortly and get a guy out of jail to come to the program. But, you know, we want to help. We do. So if you need help struggling with drugs or alcohol, please reach out to us.
We got a guy in Tishomingo County Jail that the judge wants us to interview.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, it's a lot easier to come to our program outside of the jail. I'm just telling you, if you want help, come get help before you get in jail. Because right. Once you get in jail, it's dependent upon a lawyer,
too much stuff. Yeah.
A hurdles, judge. Yeah. You know, there's just a whole lot of things.
And it throws a little taint on it. It makes you feel weird at first, too. You know, yeah. You always feel like, you know, am I doing this just because of this? And then I really want to get well, but am I really just trying to stay out of trouble?
Yeah.
And
all of the
there's world. All these questions. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't, you know, if you're upside down, that you're upside down, and you're going to need to get some help sometime, you might as well get it today.
Yeah, right. It's a lot easier, and you can go to CorinthFreedomCenter.com and get that help, and man, Ronnie will be in touch with you. So we'd love to be able to take a couple guys in.
We would.
If you put in an application today, you'd probably come in Monday. That's how quick it could
it
be.
Is.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So we're excited about that. How many guys has come to the program now?
139.
139, 69 has graduated.
So it'll be 140 and 70. We're right at exactly
50%. Right, 50%. But you still got, you know, you got several guys out there. So.
Yeah. For sure.
But now, I asked Corey yesterday, Corey, how many guys got dismissed how you was here?
Oh, it's about 10 guys.
10 guys. So there is rules, regulations, and we're not the strictest program, but we are a program that does life.
And for whatever reason, this little season's been rough like that. This is kind of the first time we've had that big of trouble, you know, in our whole history. And it was just a rough little season, you know what I mean? And Corey, though, you made it through it, brother.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
And Corey, you didn't come out of jail.
No, I didn't come out of jail. I came voluntarily.
Yeah. So, Well, you did come from the hospital, though.
Yeah, I was in Magnolia for about 9 days. That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, you had a tough time, and things had got pretty rough on you, and you decided to get it turned around. So we're thankful for that. Ronnie did mention our fish fry. I want to throw you a date and some things that will be going on. May the 24th at Living Free Ministries, located out behind Magnolia Funeral Home, Dude Conway and his group of bandits will be cooking fish. They do fundraisers, and Dude had been talking to us for a long time wanting to help us, so it just worked out that we're going to do it this month, May the 24th. I got saved 27 years ago at East Boonville Baptist Church. And this year, we're going to do a fundraiser, and all the money that's raised that day will go directly to pay on the land. Mm-hmm. As of today, we owe $170,000 on the land. We've got probably $100,000 coming in timber, so that leaves it about $71,000. We've got a couple of gifts that we know we're going to get. We're going to be cut to $51,000,
$50,000. That's huge.
So all the money that goes that Dude and them raises that day will go to this debt, trying to get this land paid for so we move to the next phase of building, cleaning, and creating a campus. Well, we've got building a house 12, 15 guys right now. We're going to have a building a house 35 men. And it's right there on Alcorn Central School Road. Would love to show you, love to talk to you about it. We need your help. And one way you could help is to help Dude pay for that fish. I think he needed like $4,000 to pay for fish there at Briggs, and then come eat with us. But also, they'll have an auction. My daughter is kind of in charge of that right now. She is gathering stuff up to auction off that day. She's calling businesses and things. So far, we've had a great response. But put on your calendar, May the 24th, from 11 to 3, they'll be cooking fish. 3 o'clock, they'll have an auction. They'll be auctioning cakes, gifts, and all kind of things. And we're expecting a big day. So that is May the 24th. All right, Ronnie, anything else there with the Freedom Center?
I mean, you know, the guys are just not really tough. I mean, everything's going smooth. You know, everything is the guys. We've got a good group right now. They're all, you know, united together. But, you know, as I'm reminded today, you know, one's leaving, more coming in. You know, it's just a revolving door. It just never ends. The guys, you know, our phones are always ringing.
So the group is always changing. The group dynamic always changes.
The personalities.
You've been here, you can feel the group, like, have different shifts about it and flavors to it. And
you've seen 10 guys get this man.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's most definitely been a wave, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, well, and it's hard.
It is.
This ministry's hard. It's not about numbers. We put out numbers, but it's not about that. It's just the fact that very few people makes it. So we get to do this show because of our sponsors, and man, I'm thankful for that. Ronnie, call our sponsors on.
Yes, sir. So we've got Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet right on Highway 72, 3 miles west of High Prices.
Come on, Ronnie, man. They're having a big sale there. They're having a huge sale. It's a clearance sale. It's Mother's Day.
There we go.
It's Mother's Day. It's $1,000 off of some mattresses. Look. Come
not
on,
like
man.
We know anything
His voice
about
is
it.
Back. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's a huge sale going on. Right there at Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet on Highway 72. Go by and buy your mother a bed, buy your wife a bed. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's the time to buy a bed. There's a truck there right now that's got 99 pieces on it. That will put us over 300 mattresses in the store. Nobody else can say that.
Also, Nicholas Bain here in Corinth, attorney that helps us day in, daily, you know, getting guys in the program out of jail with all their legal needs. Daniel Arthur, local Subways. He's got a new Subway here on Shallow Road. Go by and get you a dozen cookies or a foot long. Wilco Real Estate here in Corinth. Holler at Maria or her team.
You better include Olivia on that.
Olivia, too. She's the heartbeat of it, I hear.
Uh-oh, now.
Crosswind Ministry here in Corinth. They've been here for 20-something years. Bobby Truitt and Angel Quinn, Gatlin's Pharmacy down in Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn Doran, holler at all them for all of your pharmacy needs. The Dinner Bell, Fish and Steak here in Corinth, has been here for years. They got some of the best fried fish around. Also, Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary, they are first-class people doing first-class things. Last but not least, Jeff Green on Highway 72 across from Tommy's Mattress Store. Holler at him for all your haircut needs.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment here of our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning. And, man, it's a beautiful day because we've got graduation going on at the Freedom Center. Number 69 is graduating tonight. We are on our way to 100.
That's huge.
And, you know, Bobby, as we was sitting there 4 or 5 years ago, meeting weekly, putting this plan together and stuff, it was people like Corey we had on our mind, and we was getting ready and prepared and stuff. So, Corey, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mr. Tommy?
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Corey.
Well, my name's Corey Pleasant. I've lived in Corinth, Mississippi for about 18 years. I grew up in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Where I've worked with the public the whole time I've been here. I've gotten to know a lot of people, and it was one of them deals with my situation. I fell flat on my face just back in January and need a little help, and I reached out. So
tell us, when you said you fell flat on your face, I mean, what tripped you and what got you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been tripping for 20 years. I mean, but I, you know,
Now, explain that. When we say tripping here, that's a little different.
We're talking about mushrooms.
And not that kind of tripping. No. I mean, that's probably been in my past, that's for sure. But just, you know, I not follow a God. He was always right there, and I always had people, you know, that were encouraging, trying to put Jesus in my life. And I was, you know, I was a hardhead. I didn't feel like, you know, that was something for me. And I wanted to do things my way. And I found out, you know, 20 years down the road now that my way is not going to work. It's Christ's way. So.
So, but alcohol, was you struggle?
Yes, sir. Alcohol. I've struggled with alcohol ever since my teenage years.
And how old are you?
I'll be 43 this year.
43. So at least over the last 20 years, you've struggled with alcohol.
Yeah, all of my adult life has been alcohol and drugs for sure. Yeah.
So, and now, I mean, you're really basically starting over. Today's starting a new day, yeah. A new journey and stuff, Corey. And now you've got a family. You got how many kids you got?
I've got 4 kids. And as a matter of fact, that's what brings me, you know, even into this program, was my son sitting in that triage room with me that night, you know, telling me, you know, Dad, this is the time to go ahead and, you know, let's get help. And it takes me to the scripture of Jeremiah 33:3, because I remember calling out that night and asking for Jesus to help me. And it's called to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and wondrous things you do not know. And I've learned a lot in the last 100 days of my sobriety.
You got 100 days in?
100 days a day.
100 days in. During that dark time you was in the hospital, you had a good friend named Keith Hamm that was trying to reach out and trying to find out roads to take to get you help.
Yeah, me and Keith knew each other. He for the business he works for, he gets his vehicle serviced. And of course, I work with his son, Dusty. He had called Dusty that morning that when he'd found out I was in the hospital, and we knew each other, but we didn't know each other. You know what I mean? Just on a business level, and Dusty just told him, you know, go up there and talk to him, because he had the urge to come talk to me. And man, what a godsend he was when he walked in that room, and I confessed to him I needed help, and you know, I'll do whatever you tell me I need to do, I'll do it. And he laid out the guidelines on what I needed to do to get well, and here I am. So,
well, Bobby, over within our course over the last couple of years, alcohol has been a dangerous thing for our guys. Actually, I think the last 3 guys that died is because of alcohol. So the last 3 alumni guys that's on our and been in our program, alcohol was a major factor in their lives. So, you know, to see them at 100 days clean, now we've seen numbers where if you stay sober 1 year and then you get to 3 years, then you get to 5 years, it's starting to turn. But you've worked with him. Ronnie was there from day one with him. How do y'all see this journey now?
Well, you know, I'm scared to death for all my guys, especially alcoholics. And drugs are easy to go back to for some reason. Alcohol is particularly a booger. It's easy access, and, you know, it's so easy. It's one of these things that you think you can get away with, you know, one beer or one this, yeah, or one that, and, you know, and your brain is so trained. What Corey just said is actually the problem. I've never lived an adult moment without that to fall back on, to kind of meet my needs. When I was stressed, it'll de-stress me. When I'm angry, it'll de-anger me. When I'm, you know, sad, it'll make me happy. When I'm glad, it'll make me gladder. You know what I mean? It's like, it so frames the experience of life. And so now what he has to do is he's got to say, well, I have to live life. I have to learn how to suffer without going to get a bottle to That's fix right. it. I have to learn how to, you know, I have to learn, you know, that life isn't just about trying to, you know, stay high all the time, you know, on whatever it is. But here's the problem with us. And this is where the Lord talks about this in Ephesians 4, when he says that our old manner of life has to be completely changed, right? It's like, I've never done life without it. So I have to go out, and now, and the first version of life I've done without it has actually been in this very protected, isolated environment. Mm-hmm. So I have to go out now and do life without it, and I never have. So, like, I'm not used to it. It's, like, so apart. You got to think about it. It's kind of like driving a car. You know, once you – it's like you don't think about driving a car when you drive it. You just get in, and it drives itself, essentially. But even though your hands are moving, well, it's the same thing with life. It's just such a natural part of, you know, what we are. And so, of course, mine and Corey's conversations have lately have just been all about, like, man, we're weaker than we think we are. We need Jesus more than we think we do. We have to, like, completely restructure our life. He's had a lot of suffering in his life, which kind of caused that little resistance that's in him. And the Lord's been breaking that down and been showing him that he's been showing Corey that he can trust him with everything in his life. But that all has to get tested, and it has to get tested in real time. And real time, driving down the same roads that I used to drive around to go to the liquor store, you know what I mean? All the stuff. And so he's aware of that. And, you know, it's like, this is what Paul says. I put no confidence in the flesh. It's like Paul is like, knows that he's weak, right? I mean, Paul says, I know that I'm weak. I actually rejoice in my weakness, because in my weakness is actually my strength, because I'll trust God. You know what I mean? I'll call out to him. And so that's really a lot what we've been talking about. We've started a journey. Like, he's had like a little oasis, 100-day oasis, very sheltered, very protected, a place to kind of think about stuff, work through it when you're upside down and all that kind of stuff. And today he graduates back into real life. But it's real life where he has to learn how to drive all over again. Because the way I used to know how to drive had alcohol as a part of it. Now I have to learn how to drive, meaning do life, without alcohol sober, as a part of it. You know what I mean? With the Lord is my strength, and the Lord is my helper. And, you know, and God, his people, and his word is my comfort, and as my go-to, and as my joy, and as my all that kind of stuff, instead of, you know, every time I'm up any version of anything, I'll just go get a bottle or something. And it's very, very challenging, as you said. You know, a lot of our guys, I mean, everybody leaves here not wanting to go back to it, you know, and but it is very challenging. And so my deal is that there is this dependency. Okay, you think about this, Corey. When a baby's completely dependent on its mother, because it can't eat without its mother, it can't do anything, it can't get its diaper changed, you know, I mean, every single thing, he's completely dependent. Here's the problem. We're actually like that with God. You're right. Like that right now. Yes. But the problem is we're also grown-ups and we don't think so. You know what I mean? That's our problem. We don't think that we need God to do everything and to, like, really lead and guide every moment of our life. And occasionally God will teach us that. I mean, like, I was talking to somebody about you yesterday, and I was like, you know, Tommy didn't know. Nobody told him all this stuff. And he said, but somehow God told him, son, you need to be at a meeting every day. He didn't know, like, nobody told him you have to be at a meeting every day. He was just like, man, you know, I need to go, you know, there's something going on right now, and I'm not going to be able to make it unless I'm hearing this God thing all the time. You know, he came from no spiritual background and is like, whatever just happened to me, I need to make sure that I'm, like, connected to it. You know, it's like I'm on the mother's breast, you know, and I can't get off it. And so what happens is that I'm used to doing life on my own, doing my own thing, and that old pattern has drinking with it. Now I'm in this new thing, and I'm way more dependent. It's almost like I really am a nursing baby. Paul even describes early spirituality as a nursing baby. And so I really am a nursing baby. I really am completely dependent on the Lord my liability is, though, I'm also kind of a grown up and think I can do my own thing. And so it's like, that's the challenge to me, is that for us to be able to celebrate what the Lord's done in our life, celebrate the 100 days, but realize that, man, that whole thing is so fragile. I'm a little baby. I need God to hold me. I need Him to feed me. I can't get away from Him. I can't let my alleged 43-year-old grown-up guy get in the way of that. You know what I mean? And so that's what I think is important.
And, too, I was just thinking, you know, with the alcohol deal, I mean, we can walk out of this store. I mean, our place right here and go across the street here.
Absolutely.
And get alcohol.
Anytime.
There ain't a meth house across the street, but there is an alcohol building.
Every gas station, every, you know, whatever.
It's advertised everywhere. Everything. It shows a picture of the good times, but it don't show the picture of the guy that just at 42 years old starting over.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and we've been at caskets and funerals of 42-year-olds that didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, listen, we've had several texts. Corey, your man Tyler Johnson texts and was congratulating you. Truett texts congratulating. I don't know what he's meaning here. He says, keep on dancing. Kyle Jackson texts, man, he said you need to come help him unload the truck. But all these guys is proud of you, man. All of them's proud of you. Listen, you can listen to us every Thursday. We're here at 9:06 on Thursday mornings. But if you're out of town, listen, you can listen to us at supertalk.fm Corinth. Get us anywhere in the world. If my friends in Chattanooga this morning is listening, text us and let us know. You can text us a question or comment about today's show, or if you know Corey Pleasant, text us 662-603-9829. We're going to let Corey see it and stuff, or if you've got a question or comment about the show, we'll try to take care of that too. By the way, I'm just reminding Bobby, the Yankees took 2 out of 3 of San Diego. We got to take a break. We'll be back for the third segment in just a minute.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell. Where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists, you're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson with Car and Mattress Furniture out right here on Highway 72. Listen, did you know we're locally owned? Me and my wife owns it. Did you know that we're locally ran? My son runs it. Did you know that we do local things? The Freedom Center and Living Free is involved with our store.
If you want to stay local, guess what? You got to come 3 miles west of high prices to be local.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
You sir, man.
Well, we're back. We're back with our third segment, man. We got Corey Pleasant here. Several people's been texting here, and we appreciate that. Thank you. Of all the folks that's showing some love toward Corey. And Corey's going to need encouragement as he goes forward. We let him leave here with a game plan of three major steps that we feel like he's got to do. And, I mean, I know Ronnie finished the program. Cleavy finished the program, and they can testify here. Here's three major things you got to do. You got to find your church home. You got to stay plugged in. Find that church home. You've been to more churches in the last 90 days than you have in your life.
Yeah. That's right. I've actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know how many churches we've been to.
It's been a lot.
Yeah, we've been more churches than you've seen guys dismissed.
Oh, yeah. Well, most definitely, yeah.
And you've seen 10 of them. So, but no, we've been to a lot of churches. So we believe you need to find your place in the church. We believe that you need to stay plugged in with a support group. That's the key. The living free is so important. So when you're living here in Corinth, we especially, you know, expect you to be at Living Free Monday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday mornings, maybe even Friday nights with John, but also with the alumni brother. That opens up the door to come to our Bible studies and group meetings there at the Freedom Center. We tell you, when you finish our program, when you ring that bell, you become family, brother, and we believe it.
That's an honor, a huge honor for sure.
So, Corey, I asked you this question. You asked me with kids, what are you going to do next? What's next for you?
Well, you know, I just pray about it, take it one day at a time. I do want to be a servant to God. I want to reach out to especially people that are struggling with alcohol. You know, if there's any way I can help, you know, plug them into you or Ronnie and y'all find them here or somewhere else. I want to help people, man. I feel like that's my calling now. Outside of working a full-time job, paying my rent, make sure all my bills taken care of. Besides that, showing up for Bible studies, learning more. You can never learn too much, but just helping people, man. That's my biggest thing now is I want to be a helper.
You've seen that in the last several months now that you've seen a group that does help people.
Yes, sir.
And stuff. So you've seen that take place. What would you tell the guy that may be at home this morning with a bottle, the guy that's struggling at work, that's needing a drink right now? What would you tell them guys?
Don't be afraid to get help. Don't be ashamed. I lived like that for a long time. And don't try to do it yourself, because that doesn't work out either. Reach out for some help, because I'm going to tell you, alcohol DTs is probably the hardest thing I've ever went through physically in my life.
Well, alcohol is rougher on your body than anything. I mean, I was listening to Dr. Huberman and that group, and they was talking about really it's not a detox for cocaine or meth and stuff like that. And they was talking about how dangerous the alcohol is, and we've seen it firsthand. But so it is dangerous.
Even with Magnolia, my discharge was delayed because of my blood pressure, and I mean, I was supposed to be out of there 4 or 5 days. It ended up being 9.
Yeah. And then 9 days there, and then you went to Defining Wellness.
Defining Wellness, 2 weeks.
Our guy, Mark Bishop, hooked that up.
Great. They got great staff down there. Got a beautiful campus.
How long did you stay there?
I was there for 14 days.
14 days. So 14 days, 9 days, 23 days to just get past the withdrawals of alcoholism. And your old body was in bad shape.
Oh yeah, I didn't think I had any return back in me, but wow. God's got a different he's got a different plan. So
absolutely, and I think that what you're saying, Corey, to the guys that are struggling is, you know, if you could stop, you would have. There's been many days that you woke up saying, "I've got to stop this. It's just gone too far. It's starting to tear up my life." And every morning when you wake up feeling that way, and then those jitters come, and then next thing you know, you've got, you know, got a drink back in your mouth. And I'm just telling you, if you could stop, you would. You need help, and we're here to help you. And there's no shame in recognizing that you're powerless. As a matter of fact, it's the first step to recovery. And I can't do this. I need help. I need help from the Lord. I need help from His people. And that whole "I can do this on my own" thing is what keeps us all crippled, you know. And so I can't do life on my own, and I can't do recovery on my own. I need God, and I need His people. I need His word. And so, you know, that's give us a call, man.
That's the reason the in our KFC motto, kingdom, family, and community, the community plays such a role in that.
Big time.
We need the community. Yeah. And we, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the kingdom and family. But, you know, we need a community. We need the community to surround us. We need to become a part of the community. We need the community to love on us. And somebody in that community to walk the journey with us. And then someday I'm going to walk the journey with somebody else. So
I'm very thankful for my community. There's no doubt in my mind, if I hadn't got help when I did, I'd be probably laying in a grave right now. So
thank you, Lord. And so it's tougher than you think it is. And you know, it's like, I think Corey hit the nail on the head when he just talked about shame. Shame is just this thing that thinks I can't face my community if they think I'm a drunk, you know. But the weird thing is there ain't nobody in your life that don't know that you're drunk. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's like we have this delusion almost of who we are. You know, well, I can't face the community if people think I'm in trouble. What are you talking about? Everybody that knows me knows I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? And so what happens is that it's just this, that's not the truth. You know, it's not the truth. We don't hide this stuff. And you don't hide it from the people who love you, that's for sure, you know. And what happens is that at some point we just have to say, look, I mean, it's kind of the first step of AA, right? I mean, it's like, I'm powerless over this thing. I need help. And you'll come to find out that after you say that there is help. It's from God, you know. It's from His people. It's from His word. It's from His spirit. You'll find out that there is help. But you have to really start by just saying, Uncle, you know.
And Corey, is this the first time you've been in a program?
This is the very first time. Yeah, I've like I told you, for the last 20 years, I've dealt with it. I've thought about getting help in the past. I just always thought I could do it on my own.
I was thinking many times I've seen Corey in our neighborhood. I'd stop in and get an oil change or something at the place he worked at. But look. And Corey would always kind of drift over and start talking. Looking back, I'm not for sure if Corey wasn't crying out for some help.
I know he was. When I'd pull up, he'd come to my window and he'd start talking about all the trouble he was in. I mean, like, you know, like I'm trying to keep my family together. I'm trying to keep this, and I got to stop drinking. And he'd talk to me about it, you know. And it's like he knew where he was. It's just that, like, and like you said, I thought I could handle it, you know, until you just couldn't handle it.
Tommy, if you don't remember, there were some times, some years ago, I asked you to pray with me. I mean,
yeah.
And you'd stand in the parking lot and pray with me. I mean.
Well, yeah. By the way, Bobby, I asked him when we was checking in and stuff. I said, Corey, do you know Bobby? Oh, yeah, he's my counselor. Well, look, his counselor was you sitting in the truck.
Yeah, him while the guys are changing my oil, me and Corey are doing a session.
Yeah. So he was, but I mean, Corey's one of them guys that's been in our community and needed some help. Man, Ronnie, that's what the Freedom Center's here for. It's located in Carr, Mississippi. We have guys come from all over the country, really, come from all over the country. But man, when one of our local guys comes here and completes our program, it's special.
It is. You know, yesterday I got to spend some time with Corey. He and I went to Boonville and stuff, and I come to the conclusion that Corey may be kin to Truett Brown. You know?
We got the same head, don't we?
So everywhere we went, you know, he knew everybody. And, you know, he's just talking and, you know, upbeat and, you know, just watching him. But it's
daylight. They are a lot alike, ain't they?
I'm telling you. But no, it's daylight and dark from the, you know, from the day he checked in, because he came from Defining Wellness, you know, and he was down there for a couple of weeks, and he called me back in the office, and he said, you know, I don't know if I want to stay here. You know, he was maybe scared, nervous.
Yeah, 10 minutes in, I was ready to hit the door
running. But, you know, I just told him to, you know, just give us a couple of days. And then, you know, he also said that he didn't have anybody to feel like he could help him. But in this morning, looking at my cell phone, at all the comments and texts and stuff from the community, people, you know, proud of him, man. People are rooting for you, man. You've got support. You've got family. You know, I just couldn't be more proud.
Yeah. Well, listen, Corey, I asked last night. You'll tell them again this afternoon, but us tell the community. What would you tell the guys back at the Freedom Center today?
Oh, man. They're my brothers. They got me through a lot. We've built a pretty tight connection, me and the guys. It's crazy. You put a group of guys together that have the same struggles, how they build a bond and become family, man. And I'm going to miss them. But I will be back to visit and do classes. But I'm definitely going to miss those guys. They help me a lot. And I appreciate them. And I want to see them complete and grow and us work together and after this, you know.
Well, we got alumni night coming up. June the 19th is going to be alumni night. We expect all of our alumni to, hopefully all of them can come back. Seven of them we know has passed away. So that leaves us 62 of them. And, man, Corey, I'm proud that you have become alumni and a brother.
Yeah.
Right.
And we got Mother's Day this weekend for the guys, and so they have a family day this weekend.
Big family day. Listen, so. Ben Betts is catering food, and it's going to be a big day. My wife said that you can tell that you ordered the food.
Very quiet.
That I've got prime rib, green beans, salad, mashed potatoes, and roll. Does that not sound like a Mother's Day meal? I might have jumped to June and done Father's Day. I don't know. But Ben Betts is catering it, guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up with Corey Pleasant.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice. To making your voice be heard. To getting exactly what you want. Especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we're back to wrap this show up. Man, we're thankful, man, we get to do what we do every day. I'm a blessed guy because I love to get up and go do what we get to do. If I was feeling a little under the weather this morning still, man, I was excited about getting here to see Corey graduate and just to see things that we get to do daily. And it's because of this community that gives. Again, we got a big fish fry coming May the 24th. Dude Conway and his group. And they've got white beans and cornbread. They have fish, French fries, slaw they'll be selling that day. Some of the best desserts. And about 3 o'clock, we're going to have an auction. My daughter just texted me that somebody gave her a $250 gift certificate to auction off that day. So I mean it's super that what's going on in the community and how you support. All the money that's raised that day will go to our debt at the Freedom Center. So Corey, you're number 69. Who will be number 70?
Nick
will be number Nick 70 Lewis. So
my guy.
Yeah, so, man, so 68 of them was behind you, and hundreds will be after you. But, man, we're happy. We're excited. We're thrilled to you. I asked you last night what was your favorite Bible verse. What was it?
I read it earlier. It was Jeremiah 33:3, God's phone number.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you got to find your church, stay plugged in, support group, continue to work on the guy in the mirror. The guy in the mirror is going to tell you, Corey, oh, man, you've been sober for 100 days. You can have a drink.
It's coming.
Corey, you can have a beer. And guess what? That's a lie.
Yeah.
You'll be in the ditch again.
Put off the desires of the flesh. Put on Christ.
And stuff. So do not – the guy in the mirror will lie to you. I want to give you a verse. It's John 3:30. It says, he must increase. I need to decrease. He must increase, I need to decrease. That's the verse. If you can do that every day, you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're weak. We need Jesus and what it means. Jesus said simply this, if you want to follow me, you have to first deny yourself. I mean, and what that ultimately means is I have to deny those desires where I do my will, not God's will. You know, I want to do it my way, not his way. And he said, if you want to follow me, starting places, you have to first say no to that guy, you know, and then, you know, come on, you know, follow me. I'm going to lead you to the good life. You know, we think that other stuff's a good life. You have to deny that. And it's simple, right? The spiritual life is simple. It's just what complicates it is that we still have sin in our flesh. We still have our old ways. We still have all that stuff. But if we just think as well, I don't know nothing. God knows stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do. God knows what to do. You know what I mean? And if we just keep it simple. Oh, yeah, that used to get me into trouble. Not doing that. You know what I mean? Oh, I think not. You know what I mean? And that, what does God want me to do? It really does get simple. You know, God has found you. He has rescued you. His son died for you. His life lives in you. And so you can walk with him. The other reality is there's still sin in the flesh that says, go the other way. And so Jesus says, you want to be my disciple? You got to say no to that and come and follow me. I love you. I'm for you. I got you. You're my guy. You know, I'm going to lead you right. Follow me. That's all. So, good stuff.
Well, I thought my wife was walking in here talking about that prime rib meal, but
somebody called, so she had to leave.
Yeah, hope she's selling a house or something.
But just one more time, anybody that catch it, if you're battling addiction, alcoholism, any drugs, reach out to these guys, man. That's not only did I get help there, but just that spiritual awakening, man, it's been a blessing. I'm super blessed.
CorinthFreedomCenter.com. CorinthFreedomCenter.com. You can go there and fill out an application. Like today, we had some guys that couldn't come to our program. Truett's on the road today carrying one of her brothers to God's House of Hope. Somebody else, we had somebody else going to a different program.
A Defining Wellness. He went to down to Defining
Wellness. Defining Wellness. So we're going to get you help. We're going to find you help. Whatever it takes, if you'll go to our webpage and fill out that application, Car and Freedom Center, we're gonna try to get you some help. Again, hey, graduation is tonight, 6 o'clock. Living Free Ministries. Corey will be sharing this journey tonight, and it'll be his night. He gets a certificate. Our friends from Ellistown Baptist Church, Jeremy Easterling and that group, is coming to feed us. Jeremy's going to share a little bit too. Jeremy is a Home of Grace alumni, a guy that's in some Bible classes right now and things. He surrendered his life to the ministry, and God's just opening up doors, and he's going to share tonight. But they're going to feed us. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Anyone's invited. Everyone's invited. If you want to come be part of Corey's special night, you're invited. Corey, anything else?
No, that's it, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I don't know. What am I going to do tomorrow?
So you tell me. Corey does have an automobile. We're getting him housing, and hopefully we got a job starting.
Get settled in with that. Yeah.
That's, so we're working that plan. Guys, anything else? Anything I left out?
Not that I think of. You know, Corey, I'm super proud of you, man. You know, I wish I could tell you it's going to be a piece of cake, but you got to fight, man. You know, you're going to be tempted, like we keep telling you. You're going to have trials. You're going to have valleys, man. It's going to be, you got to lean on the Lord like you used to.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That's it, man. You know the proven formula. I live it daily. You know, you've got it, man. You've got to stay
plugged in. I think I've got a ton of accountability partners. So
we'll come get you. Yeah.
Angel Quinn texts and said, "You have changed the direction of your family becoming sober."
Amen.
So, all right. Listen, a big shout out to our sponsors, Car and Mattress Furniture. We got a big sale going on. Don't let your mama be sleeping on a sorry mattress. This is the week to make. Ronnie, man, is your mama on a bad mattress? Come on. Come on, man. You can't be letting. All right. Nick Bain, Daniel Alter here with the local Subways. My wife, Wilco Real Estate Group. Crosswind Ministries just celebrated 20 years. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Dorn, man, and Tisha Mingo for all you pharmacy needs. The Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, man, got lunch plates. They've got steaks at night, got the best fish, man. It's a great place. Melissa Carson, them does a great job. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary. First-class people doing first-class things there for all your burial needs, funeral needs, cemetery needs and all. And Jeff Green, our man there on Highway 72, cuts all of our hair, man. He done all right on yours, Corey. Yeah. So, look, man, we're just thankful for all of our sponsors and that we get to do this show. We always end the show by reading the book of Jude, the last couple verses. I'm going to let my man Ronnie Martin read it out. And Ronnie, carry us out of here.
Alrighty. So, it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen."
Amen. Amen.